Australia's competition watchdog says mobile phone black spots in remote areas won't be fixed by allowing other telcos to roam onto Telstra towers. It means the status quo remains, and Telstra keeps its virtual monopoly as mobile provider in the regions. The decision has been welcomed by regional groups, but infuriated Telstra's competitors. Serena Locke reports.
The hot debate about mobile phone coverage and roaming triggered the inquiry at the ACCC. Telstra has spent billions installing mobile phone towers and base stations. Optus, its main competitor, has invested as well. Vodafone wanted its phone users to be able to access the base stations on the towers so they wouldn't lose connection as soon as they drove into the country. But the ACCC has a draft ruling that sees the status quo, letting Telstra off the hook. ACCC Chairman Rod Sims.
What this decision means is they won't have the ability simply to have their Optus or Vodafone or TPG customers, as soon as they're outside of their own coverage area, immediately roam onto the Telstra network. Now, we can see the benefits of that. We are aware that some people have got two phones because sometimes they have Telstra coverage, for example, and sometimes they have Optus, but not both. We do see the advantages. That's why we did the inquiry, to look at these issues in great detail. But in the end, we can't see, we just don't believe the evidence is there at this stage that would see coverage improve. There's a chance in certain areas that you might not get as good a coverage as you've got at the moment or perhaps are likely to get in the future without roaming.
The decision is welcomed by the lobby, the Communications Australia Network, Theresa Corbyn, who worried that Telstra might have pulled back from investing in regional areas.
At this point in time, there's little evidence from the ACCC's perspective, as stated in their report, that this will in fact increase coverage or capacity of the mobile network as a whole nationally. And in fact, they noted that there could actually be a significant problem for consumers because it might actually put prices overall up. Because it's very expensive to build towers and to build infrastructure out in very remote areas, then in actual fact, that cost would be borne across the whole network. So that's something that the ACCC stated, and that has been a concern for us because ultimately, we want to see more coverage. Competition's great and it's important. It's important to be able to have a choice. But in the end, it's a very big country that we need to get networked up. And it's ridiculous if we're playing duplicated networks. Ultimately, we need to have a good, reliable, quality network for all Australians. And unfortunately, if that restricts competition in some areas, then that's something that we think we need to forego sometimes in order to make sure that people do have good access.
Vodafone had lobbied hard for roaming to be regulated on Telstra towers and are very disappointed the ACCC is ruling against it. Dan Lloyd of Vodafone says other countries have improved their coverage through access to roaming.
Roaming has improved coverage in every other market that has regulated roaming, because what happens is the other operators contribute by paying significant sums of money for their customers to roam onto a network that effectively subsidises network infrastructure in the most efficient way. So we have continued to see coverage significantly expand in all of those markets that have regulated it. And if you look at what happened in New Zealand, they regulated roaming in 2001. It worked perfectly well. It increased competition. Coverage continued to increase. And it aligned everyone's incentives and unlocked the ability. 3 weeks ago, all three mobile operators put in a joint proposal to government to jointly invest in a single regional network extension that would extend land area coverage in New Zealand by 25%, building one single network that would provide a roaming service to all three. So how you can reach the conclusion that roaming would undermine incentives for investment or wouldn't improve coverage, that's what's happened each and every time that it's been regulated.
Dan Lloyd of Vodafone, ending Serena Locke's report.